Let's talk to Emily D. Baker. She's the host of The Emily Show.
Oh.
It's a podcast. And she's been following this Diddy story. Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm well, thanks. Glad to talk all things Diddy, because I don't think there's much else in the law to talk about at the moment.
There's really not.
No.
This all started with the lawsuit his ex presented, right? This is where it all began.
It seems that that's what began the federal investigation. After he argued so much to get out of custody, we learned that he knew he was being investigated as early as January this year. And that lawsuit was in November of last year. So between November and January, he learned that there was a federal investigation. So the timing seems to line up, and most of the indictment tracks with that first big public civil lawsuit from November, though it seems that there's been rumblings for quite a bit longer than that.
But oh, really?
That's really when it seems the feds got involved.
Didn't Cat Williams, a comedian, say something that kind of like made people pay attention? Like, everybody thinks now it was a joke, but it wasn't a joke.
It did, and I think people at the time were like, what is he talking about? That's kind of weird. And I think people who knew were like, oh, yep, that tracks. And people who didn't were like, that's kind of strange. And then the lawsuits came out, multiple lawsuits, and then this indictment, and everybody looked back and went, he told us, we just didn't understand.
It's kind of how the whole Cosby thing started, with a joke.
Yes.
Yeah, and next thing you know, boom.
It's like The Simpsons.
Yes. Yep. They predict everything.
He puts this out there, and then all of a sudden.
Yep.
How screwed is this guy based on what you're saying?
The minimal prison sentence is 15 years on one of the counts, and two of the counts carry life sentences. So given the amount of videos that the feds have, I think it's going to be a very difficult case for him to find any viable defense for, because it seems that he kept everything and kept all of the hard drives, all the security videos. It seems he was keeping those for leverage against the people on the videos, but they're going to be used against him
backfired.
To great impact.
Yeah.
My God.
Backfired.
Sure did.
Yep.
Wow.
But also, he knew about this since January, and they still found all of the video and all of everything else. I mean, he knew from January. They don't raid his home till March, and he still has over 1,000 bottles of baby oil and lube.
The baby oil was explained. Did you see the attorney explain that? It was explained yesterday.
Did we like to buy in bulk?
Yep.
Yes.
Exactly. Yep. So we all do. We all go to Costco and buy 1,000 bottles of lube.
That's good enough for me.
They just sold it in two packs.
Don't say two pack.
Right, because when I need lemons, I don't just buy three.
Truck. Right.
Yeah.
I get 500 at a time.
Right. Boy, his skin must be so soft.
So now they say around 1,000 bottles.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting
it's
to me is that
the
police or the feds didn't count the bottles.
Right.
They said around 1,000. But when it came to the sex toys, they had an exact number.
Right down to a half. Didn't find the other half.
Well, what's funny about
this. They definitely inventoried them by individually.
First of all, if you're on this, investigative team and somebody says, I'll count them.
Right.
Like, all right, that's weird.
Yeah, you're weird.
Because it's usually, that's the low man on the pole.
Right, I'm not shaking your hand at all.
You're a Smitty.
Yep.
You're counting those.
And wear gloves.
And here's the other thing. If it was actually 900 and something, and then the feds say, hey, there was 784, Diddy's not going to say, hold it, wait a minute.
Yeah, no.
Great.
But
where are the rest of them?
There's like 200 missing.
Well, I figure the dog got a couple of them. What are you playing with?
Did you see they took a picture of it? Like what they do with the piles of drugs and the guns and stuff? They took a picture with the investigators standing near a giant box.
Yep.
All different colors.
Yes.
One was so big, I'm like, I don't even want to know.
That was the Annihilator.
No. And, you know, we were wearing masks during COVID.
Yep.
I'd be wearing like a hazmat suit standing in front of this box.
Yep.
They have no masks on.
Yep.
No, I'm like, I'm the boy in the plastic bubble.
And I still want to shower afterwards.
What was the...
In short, it's not what they were expecting.
Yeah, no.
No.
By any means.
Well, their eyes went wide, huh?
Emily, what was... Give me a couple of things that even made your eyebrows raise.
Well, I think the defense argument that everything on these videotapes is going to be consensual was a really interesting and maybe not very persuasive argument that they have doubled down on. I was quite surprised that they were offering over $500 million or $50 million, apologies, in bail. I've never seen anyone offer that much to get bailed out of federal custody. And the extent to which Diddy was calling witnesses to the grand jury to check in with them and say, hi, good to hear from you, just want to make sure we're still friends, was surprising. And more surprising, his lawyer said that that was part of their strategy. The feds have said that that was to intimidate those before they went before the grand jury and remind them maybe where their financial benefit lies. And that's not with testifying before the grand jury. So I was quite surprised that there was that much communication going on when he knew his phones were tapped and that his lawyers seemed to acquiesce to it. It was quite surprising. But the allegations after Cassie's lawsuit and after that CNN video from
that video,
the Intercontinental.
So bad.
Yeah. Very damning.
So bad.
Yeah. Very damning.
Yes. Most of the allegations weren't new information at that point.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing.
The grand jury also...
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say the grand jury subpoenaed over 300 different document subpoenas. So the grand jury was convened, it seems, for at least a month or more investigating this and asking for more information, which I also thought was surprising how much the grand jury asked for and how many digital devices they took in this case, because it's not a technological case. It's not like a Sam Bankman-Fried crypto case. And they took quite a lot of digital devices, hard drives, and things like that.
So texts, emails, pictures, videos.
Everything.
Man.
A lot against them.
Everything.
So this is someone told me a week or so ago, this is going to make Epstein look like a Boy Scout. And I was like, no way. And now I'm like, oh boy.
Yep. Cub Scout.
It really does.
Yep.
I think it's not going to be comparable just because the girls in Epstein were so young. And I don't know if we're going to be dealing with the same age range, but the amount of individuals that this is going to touch, including with those videos, is going to be substantial.
Right.
And I don't know what the feds are going to do with that, with all those videos. I'll be very interested to see, because the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York made clear that they're not done indicting people and that they've talked to a lot of witnesses. I imagine quite a few people have reached out to the feds to say, I will tell you everything I know, because the feds love to make a deal. So there will be people that were on his teams, security teams, doing the type of work that like a Ghislaine Maxwell was doing and looking for a deal early on.
A lot of celebrities could go down here, right?
Yeah.
And with the Epstein thing, it was powerful people, political people, people of influence.
Right.
And, you know, Epstein dies and the investigation mysteriously goes away. We never get any names.
Right.
This one, we're going to get names, right?
I don't know what we're going to see ahead of trial, but it's much more possible because those videos are fairly undeniable and some of those are going to come out at trial. But the internet has already started to sleuth who was at these parties, who was there most frequently, how close his relationship was to an Usher and to a Justin Bieber and what they may know. Going all the way back to the nightclub shooting in New York when he was engaged to J-Lo. So it's opening a lot of questions and a lot of cases that I think Diddy thought were done. And then we've got Keefe D coming up for trial in November for the shooting of Tupac. And he has pointed to Diddy being heavily involved in that shooting as well. So this is going to tie into a lot more than just the sex trafficking case.
Phil, did you have something?
AJ mentioned Cat Williams before, and then Emily was talking about the $50 million that he had just sort of offered on his own for bail. And Cat Williams is sort of making comments again. He's like, if you think this man's just going to offer his own $50 million, be denied, and then not name all the names, anybody that's been at these parties, you're all going down. He's giving them all up. He's going to do anything he can to protect himself now. That's the whole move.
It's survival mode now.
AJ, did you have something?
Yeah, apparently there were a lot of politicians also mentioned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a lot of politicians involved in this as well.
Yeah,
so,
brother.
Yes, he's got everybody.
Any celebrity now with a scandal is happy. They're like, oh, you know, Dave Grohl's like, thank you.
Right. Everybody's talking about goes like this.
Yeah. I mean.
Right? Nuts.
Definitely not what everybody's talking about anymore is Dave Grohl having a baby outside of marriage.
I forgot about it.
Seems like lightweight
mild
stuff now.
Compared to the rest of it.
Exactly.
Yep. We don't even know the girl's name. Here there's video evidence of everything. It's like, how do you not pay attention to
this one?
Emily D. Baker, the internet go-to legal analyst. Her show is called The Emily Show. It's a news podcast. We're linked up. Thank you so much for coming on.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.